97.5 Glory FM, your radio station for North Georgia news, sports, and weather, as we bring you the information you need, you and your family. Time once again for Community Focus, our public affairs program. And this morning, my special guest is David Gibbs, one of the two men running to become Hall County Commission Chair in the runoff election taking place in less than 2 weeks on June 18th. Early voting begins next week on Monday, June 10th. And David Gibbs in the studio now. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Mike. I really enjoyed talking to you.
I appreciate it very much. It means a lot. I appreciate it. So let everybody know what's been going on since last time you and I spoke. You were in the runoff election there with the incumbent, there with Richard Higgins. So what are you hearing out there on the campaign trail?
All right, Mike. First thing I want to say is thank you to all the voters that went and voted for me. That's very important. Thank you for going to vote for me, David Gibbs, and putting your trust in me to be your next Hall County Commission Chairman. The runoff, we're in a runoff election. The runoff, June 18th is the date for the vote for the runoff election. June 10th through the 14th is the dates for the early vote. Please go back. It's very important that we make a change in Hall County. If you don't go back, your first vote does not count. Please go back and make your first vote count and vote for me, David Gibbs, for your Hall County Commission Chairman. All right, Mike, what I'm hearing on the trail, pretty much same thing I've been hearing for months that we've been out here before the primary. People are very, very upset with the direction of Hall County. Their taxes are outrageous, and people just, they don't understand why. People are suffering from the inflation, worried about their families, the future of them, their kids, and their grandkids. They really don't know what to do. And then they hit them with all these tax bills, and they're very, very upset. And the growth is another big thing I hear. They just don't want Hall County to become Gwinnett County or Atlanta. They're very concerned about living here in Hall County, where they call home, which they enjoy for a reason. There's nothing like taking a ride sometimes out in the country in the peace and quiet, and not having to hear all the hustle and bustle. That's what people are concerned about, that we won't have any of that in the future. If they sell their homes, they have to put more with it to get less. And they're worried about their kids having a place to live in the future. People are having to come out of retirement because they cannot afford the cost of everything. So yes, that's what I hear, and I just want someone to be in on the board that is concerned and will do what is in the best interest for the people of Hall County. And that's me, David Gibbs. I will fight for you as I did for 28 years at the Gainesville Fire Department, protecting lives and property. I will do that for you as your Hall County Commission Chairman.
All right. From your standpoint, you're learning so much about the Hall County Commission now. In your mind, what would be your main role if you're elected coming up on June 18th?
The main role of the chairman, is that what you're talking about,
Mike? Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The main role of the chairman is to get everyone on the same page. We don't have to agree on everything, and it's healthy to not agree on everything, but we have to agree to do what is best for the citizens of Hall County. It makes no difference what I want or a district commissioner wants. Is it the best thing for the Hall County citizens?
All right, right there, in your mind, what's best for us when it comes to growth? You say you can't stop growth, so what's the best kind of growth for Hall County?
Mike, growth is going to happen naturally. We don't want to stop growth. You can't stop growth. Growth is a good thing. But we have got to have good, responsible, healthy growth. We have to make sure we are ready for the growth, especially in certain areas. Our growth is outrunning our infrastructure at a rapid rate. We cannot keep going at the rate we're going and not be ready for the growth. It's kind of like a cup. If you keep putting water in it, it's going to run over. Then we're playing catch up, trying to clean it up and get everything in line, which should have been done prior to the growth. It's very simple. Pre-plan, and be ready for the growth.
All right, so in that standpoint, we're talking with David Gibbs this morning, who's in the runoff election on June 18th for Hall County Commission Chair. You've heard about the comprehensive plan. You've learned a lot about the comprehensive plan, and now the plan, the idea of replacing that with the Unified Development Code, the UDC. So from your standpoint, what happens for that in your mind, what the county commission is looking at doing when it comes to really managing growth in the county?
Well, it sounds to me like the comprehensive plan never was a real good plan. Because if it was a great plan, we wouldn't be having to update it. Unified Development Code, I don't really understand where that came from. You know, that may have came from Gwinnett or Atlanta. I'm not sure, but it tells me that the comprehensive plan is not where it needs to be, and I don't understand why we didn't change that way before now.
They're talking about managing the code from that standpoint right now, and back to the comprehensive land plan we've had, I guess, for several years on in the future now for how certain portions of Hall County are supposed to be. So we're getting so much the density in South Hall, and then it's not as much in North or East Hall for that man. But then we're going to see a lot of growth, it seems like, especially up the 365 corridor.
That's correct. It's common sense, Mike. The port is going to bring a lot of growth. It's also going to bring a lot of traffic. There's no way that it cannot. It's just common sense. How much traffic, nobody will tell you. But we know that it's going to bring a lot of growth and a lot of traffic. That area is going to change dramatically. There's no way around it.
All right, so when I look at it as someone who's been born and raised here, and it's like you look at the growth in Hall County, and really since the growth from the Olympics that came here, we've seen what's happened since 96 here from that standpoint. It's like, okay, the word we've heard before, the term, is quality of life. So how is quality of life affected by growth in your mind?
The quality of life, when you put homes, when you pack homes on small tracts of land, your quality of life is affected because, like I said, you're not driving out in areas where are peaceful anymore. Out in the countryside, all the green space, the animals, the cows. I mean, you don't have that anymore. So, yes, it affects your quality of life. People don't want to be on top of each other. They live here because they like the area. They do not want to be living on concrete or be living like Gwinnett County. So it does affect your quality of life, and it also affects all the resources in Hall County. We affect the water system, the sewer system, the roads, the schools. I know I keep saying that, but the growth is the root that causes all of this problem, and the commissioners are the ones that vote to pass this growth. I understand that the comprehensive plan, but you know, let's say the comprehensive plan. But if the plan is good and you go by the plan, there's not a problem. You have to have a good plan and consistently go by the plan.
How about when it comes to the role of the county commission working with the planning commission? Because you heard the story this morning, our newscast, about coming up on July 11th, another vote coming up with them when it comes to adding another 500 homes in Hall County. One development, just over 100 acres of land, you're going to put 300 homes on. And you've been talking about the density again. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the density, you know, they say half acre, acre, whatever. But what they're doing, Mike, is it's a misconception. Let's just say you take 50 acres of land, for example. And they say, okay, we're going to put one on, you know, home on a half acre. Well, that's common, you know, simple math. That's 100 homes. But the problem is they're taking the 50 acres and saying we're going to put 100 homes, but they're not taking out the green space, the infrastructure, the detention ponds, the roads. They're not taking that out. And when they do, the lots actually end up being a sixth, you know, eighth, quarter of an acre lots. Mm-hmm. So that's the misconception. That needs to be changed. It needs to be however big you want the lots without the infrastructure and the green space and all in there. But that's a big misconception. And then the lots end up being tiny.
So as we talk with David Gibbs this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs pro again, we've got early voting starting next Monday. Three locations of voting. Only three locations next week. And that's at the North Hall Community Center on Nopone Road off of Cleveland Highway, at the Gainesville Civic Center, and in South Hall at the Spout Springs Library. And the hours are not as much as it was before, so you need to go out and vote next week if you want to go early voting. And then all the precincts are open on June 18th. When we look at the growth, and you've heard about, you were talking about the tax bills everybody's been getting. Look at now, what have you learned about the budget? And it's going to be coming up for the upcoming fiscal year here in just a couple of weeks. What have you found out about the budget?
I haven't had time to study that budget completely yet, but these tax bills, you know, what's odd to me is they say the budget is going up maybe 5%, okay? Simple numbers again. You don't have to have a finance degree to understand this. It's a numbers game. But my taxes went up 110%. The budget's going up maybe 5%. Everybody's taxes are going up 30, 40, 50, 100%, tripling, you know, doubling. So my question is, why? Why? Where's that money going? I understand that the tax, property tax, goes into the general fund, okay? But you also have E-Splifed, T-Splifed, regular Splifed, which is for capital projects. E is for education, T is for transportation. So they get millions and millions and millions of dollars for that also. Where is that money?
Now, for example, T-Splice has not taken place yet. That is on the ballot coming up in November. If you were elected as a commission chairman, would you be in favor of T-Splice for money being designated for roads here in the county?
Mike, like you were saying up on 365, which I didn't have anything to do with, mm-hmm. It's there, got to deal with it. If that is what it takes to keep these people safe on the roads and keep traffic moving to where they don't sit for hours and hours and hours to get home, you really would have to support that, because it's a safety factor at that point for me. It's not the people's fault. It's not my fault. I had nothing to do with it. But we have, see, now we're playing catch up. Mm-hmm. We're having to back up and figure out about the roads. Like I said, the pre-planning has not been done prior to the growth. So, yes, we have no choice now but to keep people moving. It's not fair to the people to sit in traffic for hours, and it's not fair to put them in danger from all the traffic being on the roads.
But I think what you're saying in one standpoint is that it's difficult to understand where the money is coming in from the increase in the taxes. And again, we've heard the argument, well, the Hall County Commission has nothing to do with your tax bill that you get. That is from the assessor. The assessor puts the value of the property, and then the tax commissioner's office, they receive the money this November, December from that bill. And the question has been, okay, if we're getting this much percentage increase in the revenue coming in the county, we're rolling back the tax rate to neutral again, where is the difference in that money, and how much more are we going to need if we're only going to raise it for 5%?
That's right. That's correct. And I think, that's another misconception. They say they roll the millage back.
They said they cut the tax rate, what they did.
Yes. They're rolling it back to neutral, Mike. They're not cutting anything. And I think, really, they have to do that. That's nothing new. So they're not actually cutting anything. They're not saving you any money. If you look at your tax bill, people are looking at their tax bill, and they're seeing that their tax bill is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 higher than it was last year. So rolling the millage back, and I got a tax bill here that's increased. That's doing nothing to take the burden off of you paying this high tax bill.
Again, we're talking with David Gibbs, who's running in the runoff election on June 18th for Hall County Commission Chair. You've heard the argument, sir, when it comes to, we can't control the biggest part of your tax bill that you got is from the school board. We can't do anything about the school board, but what role could the commission and the commission chairman have working with the school board to say, okay, here's what we got to do to take care of the citizens here in Hall County?
Well, here's what I think, Mike, and I've been thinking a lot about that. Legally, I don't think the commissioners can have any oversight on the school board.
Correct.
Because they're elected officials also.
Correct.
But what would be wrong with forming a committee and have maybe a person from each district out here in the county and form a committee and just meet and voice their concerns, and let's talk about what's going on in Hall County and the concerns of the people, and let's just give them an input and be transparent and try to figure out the best way for the people of Hall County.
Because school board has their tax rate and the county has their tax rate, and that's where the big confusion comes.
Correct. Your tax, school tax, is about 66-point-something percent, I believe. I don't know, 66.4%. So it's the majority of your tax, yes. But this growth is causing them to need to increase their budget, okay? When you put hundreds and hundreds and thousands of homes here, and it's great that people want to live here, but we have to control it. It's not fair to the people here. And the kids, it's not the kids' fault. We have to educate every child in Hall County. We have to do that. But it's not fair also to have them out in trailers, and we got to hire more teachers. We have to build more schools. So they have to increase their budget. So the root is the growth. We have to be ready for that.
All right, when it comes to growth, and you mentioned one thing, you and I can talk here for a moment, is that, and I told all of our candidates here on 97.5 Glory FM, I'm talking to them as a listener, as in a voter and a constituent here, is that you hear about so many people moving into Hall County, and the question is, are there jobs here for those people, or are they living here to get away from Gwinnett County, Metro Atlanta, and still working there and driving down 985 to go to work there? How do we look at balancing, probably with our tax bill also? It's been this way as long as I've been here, is that the percentage of what the residents pay, you and I pay, compared to what a commercial business manufacturing pays is totally opposite from the city of Gainesville, for example. It's been like 80-20 and when it comes to residents paying compared to the manufacturing, the city's about right opposite. They get a lot bigger tax bill coming in, the revenue cut coming in, I should say, when it comes to manufacturing. So how do we look at, from the commission standpoint, okay, how can we make more jobs here available for people to, if they will move here, fine, wonderful, bless them. They got something to be here rather than escaping Atlanta to be here in Hall County and make us a bedroom community.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of folks are moving here because if you look at it, some of these counties like Gwinnett and other areas in Atlanta, the growth has got to the point where people they feel choked and they're ready to get out of there and come somewhere that the quality of life is better, like Hall County. We have a fantastic, beautiful county. If we're not careful, we're going to ruin that. We just have to slow it down and control it and make sure that it fits and be proud of what we're doing, not just now, but 10, 20 years down the road. These folks are moving here because the quality of life here is fantastic. They have a lot of problems in the other areas. The growth is the problem. It eventually consumes everything around it. It's kind of like a fire, Mike. When I was at the fire department, if that fire starts over there in the corner, it's called incipient stage. If we fuel that fire and we don't put water on it to cool it, when it takes over this building, it consumes everything around it. That is the growth stage. That is no different than anything that's growing. If it gets to the growth stage and it gets too big, you cannot control it, and it consumes everything around it. Then you have a major problem. There's really no way to stop it. So we have to slow that down before we get to that point. We're on the way at a rapid rate.
All right, right there, is there a balancing point there also when it comes to the growth and the value of property here, where we heard earlier this year from a business meeting at the Ramsey Center, they said, hey, we got to have affordable housing here in this county, whereas the average value of a home keeps increasing. People say, well, that's great, my property is increasing, it's worth this, but do you want to sell that property and move from here, or do we want young people, for example, to be able to afford to live here in the county? There's that balancing act. We won't have the value, but at the same time, you'll be able to afford what you can do here and live in the county.
That's right, Mike. And there again, common sense. You know, if you own property, I own property, everybody that owns property, they buy a home. That's the biggest investment they make. And you want your property to be worth as much as it can possibly be. You're worried, you're planning for your retirement, and you want your investment to be worth the most that it can be. And these taxes, you know, I don't think most people are really arguing the values. They're arguing the rate. They're arguing the rate that they're getting taxed. It makes no sense to go up 110% in 12 months on the same piece of property that nothing has been done to. It makes no sense, and people just don't understand it, and they want some answers. And if I get in there, I'm going to get some answers.
And you hear the argument, well, you can go ahead and appeal it.
You can appeal it, but sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. They might lessen it $300-$400, you know, but mine went up $8,000. I don't know. I can't keep going. And I hear that every day. It ain't just hundreds, it's thousands.
Hey, I'm on a much lower level than that.
That's okay. Right.
And it's difficult for me and my wife. And I told a commission chairman years ago, probably 15 plus years ago, I said, if you don't stop this, I'm not going to be able to afford to live here. And I was born and raised here. And that's the concern, isn't it?
That's right, Mike. And I hear it every day. They say, my taxes, my taxes are getting to the point to where they cost me more than my mortgage. I broke my taxes down on my place over here on 5 acres of land. And if you break it down, and this is incredible, it cost me $335 a week just for taxes. You'd have to make $15 an hour time you get your take-home pay to pay your taxes. $335 a week. I don't know how we can keep going and sustain this.
Isn't also the concern of quote-unquote farmers in the county who really can't afford to farm or keep their large parcels of property anymore?
Yes, farmers, you know, you have rights to sell your land. I'm all about property rights. No problem at all. You want your investment to be worth what it is. But, you know, farmers, a lot of older farmers are selling their land because they can't afford to keep it. And then other farmers can't afford to farm it because the numbers don't make sense on what they'd have to pay to farm it. Mm-hmm. So then developers come in, and the only thing that makes sense is to chop it up in small pieces. Square footage is money. I understand numbers. The more homes, the more square footage, the more money. So they want to get all they can get. It's not the developer's fault, but we've got to stop allowing it. We have to control it and put some stipulations on it and make sure that we're not really just destroying Hall County.
All right, last minute of the program. Talk to listeners straight to them and tell them why they should be voting on for you coming on June 18th.
You should vote for me on June 18th in this runoff election because I spent my whole life since I was 19 years old fighting, protecting, serving the people of this county. I've protected and saved lives in this county all my life, and it's no different now. I just want to do it on a different level. So vote for me, and I will go on that commission board, and I will fight for you, and I will try to get some answers for you on what is going on in this county. We can do that, but I need your help to go back in this runoff on June 18th one more time and make your first vote count. Folks, if you don't go back, I can't help you. Please go back and vote for me, and let's get this thing done. And let me go in there and fight for you and find the root of the problem. And let's get some things done in this county for you, the people of Hall County.
All right. Thanks much. I appreciate it very much. That's David Gibbs, who is one of the two candidates in the runoff election for Hall County Commission Chair. Again, the election is on Tuesday, June 18th. Early voting begins on Monday through Friday of next week, June 10th through 14th. We got much more for you as we bring you the information you need for you and your family here on 97.5 Glory FM.